All righty. Patricia's in the house. Before we turn over the I Can Attitude call, lesson number two to Lucretia, I want to just cover a quick housekeeping issue, and that is we've got a couple new people on the line that are very unfamiliar with I Can. And so real quick, some ground rules. We don't do negative. We don't hang out with negative people. Man, if we could just learn that. Wow. And then secondly, there is no SAQ. That stands for self-awareness quiz. Basically, sit down with somebody and write down the five pillars: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy family, healthy finances, healthy society. And then just ask them, hey, if you were to rank these in 1 to 10, 10 being like perfection, like, you know, on your way to heaven, perfection, and one being not so good, where would you rank yourself on those five areas? Then that gives you the SAQ, the self-awareness quiz. So that's basically it. And then the third thing is the My Five and I program never really manifested. So you'll hear Marty talk about that in all the lessons. And or you can adapt it like Sandy Martin has, and it's My Three and Me, which is always hilarious. So anyhow, okay, I've been given permission by my wife to come home now. I'm sitting halfway up our driveway, and there's wedding party people coming down the driveway. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to turn the call over to Lucretia. And again, I apologize for the not really apologizing, but for the kickoff call going so late. But there are a couple people that were not with us last Thursday. So, Lucretia, make sure you call them out and let them introduce themselves, their name, where they live, their tenure with NECAN, and then finally, what is a goal that they will have accomplished by Christmas, just like all of us did last week. And I'm going to ask, because I don't have my piece of metal that I wrote everybody's on, and I've took a picture of it, so I have proof. But I don't have that anymore because that was the backside of a bid that I had to surrender to a customer. So I'm going to ask you, Elaine Brewster, Vera, Rita, that you actually text me that just one. We don't need all, but just one goal that you will have accomplished by Christmas. So, and on that note, and here's the big drum roll, turning it over to Lucretia, is somebody that's in the house right now went silver last night. So we need to all congratulate the singing teacher, Elaine Brewster. Yay!
Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Great job. Thanks.
So, Lucretia, the call is yours.
Okay, so lesson two, be in your right mind. I love this. You always have to be in your right mind to do anything, to get anything accomplished. My I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I Can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. So what I got from the lesson, I read through it a couple of times and I listened to it. And I highlighted this key point that I love. It says, so here is the bottom line. You are not stuck thinking one way or another. NECAN is totally doable, but it does require consistency and persistent action. It means letting go of what isn't working. It means a willingness to reroute old, unworkable ideas through repetition. And it also means we must take back control of the critical, cynical and relentless chatter in our heads. We must get back into our right mind. That stood out to me because I truly believe in being persistent and consistent. And sometimes when we get that, what I call the old critter brain, you have that critter brain when you're wanting to do something and you have another part of your brain, which I call the critter brain, that's saying, no, stay over here, don't do it. But you have to kind of get out of that old way of doing things and the old way of thinking and position yourself and say, this is doable. NECN is doable. We do have many, many things to offer. And so why not? And that was kind of like a little video that I did today on Facebook. Early this morning, I woke up with so much energy, and I said, I need to talk to some people. I need some people to hear a message today. So sometimes the critter brain would have said, no, it's too early in the morning, Lucretia, just because you feel good, that doesn't mean everybody feels good. Well, let them get a taste of it. So I did it. I shut out the critter brain, and I did the doable work that needed to be done, which was what I was feeling to do when I woke up this morning. So with that being said, let's start off with our newest silver, Elaine Brewster. Where you're from and what your goal is that you want to accomplish by Christmas.
Okay. This is Elaine Brewster at Provo, Utah. I've been with NECN starting this October for 23 years, but I chose to go, and my husband and I were gold distributors, but then he died, and I wasn't getting anywhere, and I thought that I would do better if I worked with someone new. So I got out of NECN for a year, which is what you have to do, came back a year and a half ago at the Utah convention in February, and I've been working for that time, got executive, and then just went silver on Wednesday. So my goal would be to get my strongest leg silver by Christmas.
Yay. Okay. Woo-hoo. That's amazing. Awesome. Congratulations. Woohoo. And I can see it happening for you. We're just going to put that into the universe. Okay. Let's go with Rita. if you can, are you on, Rita? Okay.
Yes.
Rita may not be
on. Yes, I am.
Are you on, Rita?
No,
okay.
I am. I just muted myself by mistake.
hi, Rita.
Hi. Rita Hand, New Hampshire. And my goal is to raise my income by 1,000 PV a month.
Okay. And how long have you been with NECN?
Oh, probably 20 years. I really don't remember, to be honest.
That's okay. And that speaks volume just from Rita and Elaine, who has been with NECN for 23 years and 20 years. And we've been around getting ready to do our 45th convention, 45th year convention, and you guys have been in for half of the years, you know, that we've been around. So that speaks volume in regards to NECN does work. It does make a difference. We have people like Elaine who will leave and come back and says, you know, I just have to take a break, and now I'm back, and I have goals, and I'm going to get them done. And Rita, who wants to increase her volume. Okay. So let's go to Vera. Are you on? Okay, so Vera might not be on. So since she's not on, or she may be on, we can just go to whoever wants to touch bases on the lesson.
Yeah, this is Gail. I can go first.
Okay, hi, Gail.
Okay, hi, Lucretia. Yeah, it's one thing that keeps rolling over and over in my mind. It's absolutely true that if we don't get control of our thoughts, we will never be in control of our life.
Mm-hmm.
They should teach that to children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's a big thing to do. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Anyway, that's what I got.
That was my business partner, so can I go next? This is Norma.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Norma.
Hi. And I'm not cheating. This is my notes, too. But it was focused on mental thoughts. It says, beware of where the thoughts originated. Just doing homework won't build your business.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hello, guys. This is Vera. Hello?
Hi, Vera.
Hi. I'm
Hi, Vera.
I got on the call a little late, but anyway, I'm here, and it's so nice to hear all of you. Well, this lesson, I'm so looking forward to this every week, and today I almost panicked where I didn't hear it. And, I'm here and you guys are there, so it's great. I had a pretty busy day. I had met with some ladies today, and so I created two new contacts, and so that was kind of highlight of my day, and just being around, being out there and talk to people again. So it was fun. I had so much fun today. So
can I ask you something, mm-hmm. Vera, just really quick, because we have a new guest on, and you were one that Vance wanted us to discuss your name and then where you're from, and then also what goals you want to accomplish by Christmas, if we can touch bases on that as well as, you know, what you were talking about.
Okay. Okay, so what's my goal before Christmas? It's create new contacts and introduce more people to Nikken and achieve, another rank and be helpful to the people that I have already in my downline. So that's my goal, and, it's just been... It's a great place to be with Nikken right now, because everybody needs us.
Yeah.
In terms of health and a business and everything.
And how long have you been with Nikken, if you can share?
Yes, I've been with Nikken, more than 20 years now. Also, and it's just life-changing. And, for new people, if you... try this for a while, if we try the products, you may get a result, but then it's something come inside you that you cannot stop sharing this. You're continuously meeting people that need this product and need to know about Nikken and the positivity of it. And so it's really life-changing. So just include it into your lifestyle and keep sharing.
Yes, absolutely. I love Nikken. It's so amazing. Mm-hmm. All the technologies that we have and all of the different amazing effects that people get when they use them.
Yes.
Thank you, Vera. Does anyone else want to share?
Yeah, Lucretia. This is Elaine. I have a question. Marty talked about not letting old ways of network marketing influence you or change you. And he was talking about the 3 and me or the 5 and I and being customer concentric, which is working with how our business is going these days. But I find because I was in Nikken 23 years ago, and went to many conventions and heard all this stuff on stage, my brain keeps vacillating, and I keep going back and forth with different ideas. And I just wondered if anybody had, any good idea to not vacillate, to keep with the, with the customer concentric and realize that that's what we want to do. That's what's important.
Elaine, hi. Yeah, Elaine, this is Karen. Hi. Ben Woodward had a wonderful Zoom on Tuesday morning. I don't know if you were able to get on or not, but It is on the Royal Alliance YouTube. I think it's the videos. And if you watch that, Ben talks about how, what the future of network marketing is. And he remarked that, and to me he's a visionary, by the way, he remarked that customers are the way to go. Now, we definitely do need business builders along the way, but he said we have to have those customers. So for me, my focus is on customer acquisition, which is what ICANN teaches us. Along the way, we will find the business builders. They will find themselves for us because, and this is something that Ben has talked about as well, he has said that when they start referring or interesting their friends or their connections with products, we can either offer to them, you know, is this something you'd like to do to, you know, earn a little extra money? Or they may say, you know, can I do this too? So they will identify themselves along the way. So customer acquisition is what he suggests focusing on.
Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome, Elaine.
I would agree.
Rita, this is Hattie Jane. Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Hi, Hattie Jane.
Hi, Rita. Hi, Elaine Brewster. That's congratulations. Fantastic. When I joined Nikan, I think it was back in 95, I've been putzing along, and it's not negative to say putzing because I've acquired silver and stayed there. And yet our old model of sign up people, and the ones that sign up and take off, that they work with them. But it just didn't feel right until we got to customer centric. And I've achieved a major goal with working on my health, on my family's health, and now my health through going through neurosurgery on my neck. And now I have my eyesight back by getting my cataracts done. Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, now I can see. So I am looking forward to my goals being with clearer sight, long experience, and love of this product and this opportunity I have to work with people by encouraging them to work with their health, by the insights they get from them for themselves, by using the products that I'm selling them. And find, as someone has said in the past for me, finding my tribe to kind of clan together. So that's my world. So I'm hoping that with our more firm commitment to customers, our firm commitment to grow by reaching out and spreading the effectiveness of our product line in Nikan to just be able to enjoy the vision.
Thank you, Hattie Jane.
Lucretia?
Yes.
This is Rita. What I got from it were a couple things, but one that jumped out was negative chatter can be rerouted by letting go of what's not working and repetition of positive affirmations, taking action that's needed, positive action. Otherwise, it's like driving a car in New York with a map of London, which I thought was really cute, and choose positive activities and attitude, and it's our choice to change.
Yes. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
This is Andy.
Go ahead, Andy.
I'm sorry. Say, one thing I like to kind of sum it up to me is to be free is to just let go. The things in our life, the negativity, maybe the things that we've learned over the years that we need to unlearn, just let it go. And that's where it starts. And focus on the things that work.
Thank you, Andy.
Sure.
Ron,
no,
you want to go?
No, thank you. Nope. You're up, Ron.
Okay. It's proven time and again that what went before has no power over what is possible, regardless of what evidence we are telling ourselves to the contrary. And if companies can reinvent themselves, and the example Marty used was Apple, which is a good example because we know that they were down in the dumps, we can reinvent ourselves. I can reinvent myself as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron.
Ron, I want to piggyback on that reinventing oneself. And I flash back to exactly 4 years ago today when I was going through ICANN for the first time. And I remember helping my brother get a rental house, you know, renter ready, because it was a quick turnover. And here we are 4 years later, and on that same house that was built in the 1920s, we decided as a family to reinvent the house and actually start at the foundation and do the things that weren't done right to begin with, so that we can take a $1,200 a month rental house and it'll rent out for about $2,000 a month. That's just one aspect of what I gleaned from this week's lesson. And again, flashing back 4 years. But the other one was, as Rita said, you know, trying to drive anywhere, you know, with a map of another town, it doesn't work. And Michael DiMuccio hit on that tonight on the kickoff call, when he talked about a lack of decision is artificial. It's fake. It's not, you can't have that, because a lack of a decision is a decision in itself, because you're deciding not to decide. You can call it apathy. You can call it indecisiveness. You can call it all kinds of things. And one other thing that I want to throw in here, you know, when you're looking at a map, or you're looking at major cities, Paris, for example. If you go to Paris thinking you're going to drive like a normal person, it ain't going to happen. There are no stop signs in the entire city. The Arc de Triomphe, 13 roads come into that one intersection in one place. 13 roads and no stop signs. So we have to adapt. And when I got a call today from a customer that I sold, I think it was a mattress topper, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't even remember how long it's been. She said, Vance, I have a question for you. And I said, sure, Connie, what's up? She said, are you still a Nikan? And I said, absolutely. Long and short, she wanted to buy a comforter. But what was really interesting is I had to adapt, because I wanted to continue doing what I was doing, which was 2.5 stories up. Making some really, really decent money, doing a very simple job. And she said, as we were talking, she's like, are you chipping ice? And I said, no. She said, you remind me so much of my oldest son, Ben. Every time I call, it's like he's rifling through something, or he's, you know, throwing marbles at sheet metal. Or I said, rifling through the silverware drawer? Yeah, exactly. It's all this noise. It's like, Ben, stop. And I went, Connie, I'm stopping. Because I realize that, whoa, the customer is always right. If she doesn't like the fact that I'm multitasking, stop and pay attention to her. And she'll buy a comforter in the end. So it's all these little things that, you know, and there's so much that gets crammed into each one of these lessons, especially when we run out there and live it. So Back to you, Lucretia.
All right. Okay, does anyone else?
This is Jeannie. I have to piggyback on what Vance said because we still believe networking models the most effective way to empower the largest number of people. But it all, just like many concepts before the internet, this needs to be rethought to become customer centric. And there's so much involved, you know, using the map, 21st century map, to navigate this journey. And Susan Carver, I thought tonight on the call, the kickoff call, was great too. She talked about making a connection to bridge the gap when you're communicating with someone. And I really think this, the customer-centric thing is, it's just huge. It really, really is big. And I've been working a little bit on learning social media and that kind of thing, and there's a way to do that too, but it requires you slow it, for me anyway, it requires me to slow down and to realize there's a person on the other side of this comment. And that has been really huge for me this week. Is to realize there's a person there and what is it that they need. So that's my biggest takeaway.
Thank you, Jeannie. That was a good one, bridging the gap. I like that because they talked about that on In Short, where number one says, these adjustment changes must start between our ears, expand the right brain thinking. And those are ways that we can kind of bridge the gap when we have so much chatter going on. It's right in between our ears, but it's a matter of what we say to ourselves, what we hear around us, and then what we're thinking. But if we expand the right brain thinking, some of those thoughts will go away, and some of those good thoughts can be put into better actions to bridge that gap.
That's it.
This is Renee. Jeannie, I had looked up that same sentence that you looked up because that was what I – so my takeaway for this week is one step at a time, one day at a time, the empowerment of doing the necessary actions repeatedly for success. Just keep plugging away at it.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, Renee.
Hi, Lucretia. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
My takeaway is our childhood thinking and our childhood fears can keep us stuck where we are and prevent us from establishing the new habits and patterns that we need to be successful. And when we start changing those habits, the habits will actually cause the childhood thinking and fears to dissipate. And that is so true with what we've been going through since the beginning of the year with the isolation and being stuck at home. A lot of people are stuck, and changing our thinking and our old ways of doing things can be holding us back. And to take a step back and assess, look at where we are, and see what changes we can make and establish the new habits and routines to keep us moving forward.
Yes. And just to touch on what you said about that, that's kind of like even the concept of we learned how to do one thing, now we have to unlearn it. And then we're positioning ourselves to relearn something else in a different way.
Yes.
Does anyone else want to share? Okay, well, if no one else wants to share, I will read something that my aunt sent me that was very, very sweet in the process of me making a decision to leave my job. It's by Robert Ricardelli, and it says, "The road to success is not straight. There is a curve called failure, a loop called confusion, speed bumps called friends, red lights called enemies, caution lights called family. You will have flat tires called jobs, but if you have a spare called determination and an engine called perseverance, a driver called willpower, you will make it to a place called success." And each and every one of us can utilize all of that in that little speech when we go out and we share Nikin every single day. We can make a difference to someone in their life every single day. They're looking for it. We're underused, and it's time for us to now be overused. So we have to get the critter brain, the negative chatter out of our mind, and we have to shift our mind to another side and say, yes, I can do this. I am going to do this. And even say affirmations that's going to shift us forward. So I feel really, really good tonight. I want to challenge us for our ICAM members who have Facebook. Go on Facebook tomorrow morning and say why you love Nikin, even if it's just 1 minute. Just share it with people. They need to know about us. I'm complete.
I agree.
Yes.
Patricia. Because whether it's Facebook or whether it's something else, some other modality, when we make that decision, and I'd love it when that customer called me today, are you still in Nikin? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a question back of, well, why do you ask, or what do you need, or no, that's, you don't answer that question with the question. You emphatically say, this is who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another water postcard that I mailed today, you know, was for somebody I don't know, but it's for one of our customers that she's going to be selling her a waterfall. And I'm like, this is what it's all about. It's making that point of decision. So thank you, Lucretia. Thank you, everybody, for starting so much later and being willing. If your business buddy was not on the call because it went so late, please let them know that we will resume at normal time next week, which is an hour and a half earlier than right now. And we'll crank it up. And I really, really, you hear me say this a lot, I want to challenge all of us. Get that ICAN mantra memorized as fast as you possibly can. It is life-changing. And I told Lucretia this morning, because I was up when she was up, too, and we were kind of bantering back and forth, is that I will type it up the way that I've memorized it, so you can see that it is totally up to you to change the verbiage, change the words, so it fits your personality, your DNA. Because we're all created as unique as our fingerprints, and no two fingerprints are alike. So why should the ICAN mantra? And so make sure you modify it so it fits. And I will get mine typed up soon. I just had a little powwow with the bride that's going to be married at our house tomorrow. No, don't worry, folks. It's not one of my daughters. At the rate they're going, I don't think they're ever going to get married, which is fine. but it's a dear friend, and she's 28 years young, and she was adopted from India when she was 8, so 20 years ago, and she lost her mom to cancer last October, and so we're kind of like the family extension. Yeah, so just a beautiful story, and absolutely gorgeous. Matter of fact, I'll send you a picture tonight of the bride and the groom when they were doing rehearsal before I got home a few minutes ago, so you can see. So anyways, have a great weekend.